ones that you had the great big ones that you could catch? And
bullfrogs?
Huh?
Yes, there were lots of bullfrogs here, but I never did eat any of them. I could cook them for duty a time, too, and catch them on his fish. Dr. Devaney, my doctor, came down here probably a month ago. Well, he comes nearly every week. And he said, I've got an invitation out to eat. My wife and I eat frog legs today, so I get around and eat lunch with somebody. I really want to eat frog legs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything about asking him if they were good.
They're pretty good.
I just, that frog looks filthy to me. I can't stand it. I never would eat lobsters either, babe. I wouldn't make me think of the old crawfish we throw in the creeks, you know, when I was a youngster.
You know, some people eat those.
Eat what?
Crawfish.
Well, I have an idea they'd be about the same as a lobster, maybe not quite as good. They're not as large as the lobsters.
Just something about it, though. You see them feeding on an old dead body, and it doesn't.
I do. I like shrimp. I eat shrimp. I don't know.
How about oysters?
I like oysters too.
Better
stew or oyster soup.
I like seafood. Did you fish much when you were?
No, I never was much of a fisher. I never had any luck fishing. I caught one about 18 inches long one time. That's the largest fish I ever caught.
What'd you use for bait?
I don't remember. I was fishing with Billy when I caught. Oh, I'd use grasshoppers and grub worms and fish worms and different things. Meat, lean beef,
and
liver.
Ever use any of these little fish?
No, I don't think I ever. I might have sometimes, but I never did fish very much because it tired me and I didn't have good luck and I couldn't get interested in it.
That's my trouble. How are you feeling? Pretty tired now?
No, I'm getting along all right. You can go ahead.
Well, what would you call these?
These
little fish that you use for bait?
Minnows.
And around a stream you might find one of those little animals with a hard shell on his back?
Yes. Well, there's turtles in the water, and then we have a dry land tarpon, you know, the one that's not good in the water.
Did you ever hear a turtle called a cooter?
No, I don't think I did. And then another thing we had that used to worry us a lot in the summer, yeah, that's the prairie dogs.
Oh, yes.
Terrible. And the rattlesnakes, you know, stay in the dog pound, stay in the dog holes. The prairie dogs, of course, deep holes. Get after a rattlesnake, they'd run the prairie dog hole.
They'd eat the prairie dogs, too, wouldn't they?
I expect they would.
Did they ever give you any specific trouble?
Well, they bit a little boy, Mr. nephew. And that was the summer before we came here, I guess. It was not the next summer after we came here. As the year we lived in Greer County, they were cutting feed or doing something, and the kid was out there. Mr. and his brothers had gone out of the water where it would have taken care of the feed, and a rattlesnake bit this boy on the ankle. He must have bitten him through the pant leg that he had on overalls, I think.